Rhythmic Secrets of Songwriters, Accenting the End of Two Through Agogic Stress. This is a powerful rhythmic concept that's been used to create emotional response, usually something powerful like dark power or feeling of melancholy or mystery, but there are many possibilities. Agogic stress is an accent which is perceived because of prolongation and of duration, not due to increased volume or pitch variation. In other words, notes are sustained longer than the other notes are accented. And we perceive the longer notes as accented, even when those notes aren't played any louder, higher, or lower than other notes. In other words, accents can be created by leaving out what comes after. Agogic stress is so you let the note ring longer. Examples are 1 and 2 and, 4 and 1 and 2 and, or 1 and 2 and, 4 and 1 and 2 and, or 1, 2, 3, 4, and 2 and, 4, and 2 and, 4, or 1 and 2 and 4 and 1 and 2 and, 4, 1, and, like that. The Exorcist by King Diamond. The end of two is felt strongly. The asymmetrical bar propels you back to one. And period phrase structure, where the first part is the same and the endings vary, like A, B, A, C, etc. The Cellar by King Diamond. 1 and 2 and, 1 and 4 and. This little rhythm right here, where it's 1 and 4 and, it kind of breaks up the eighth notes into 3 plus 3 plus 2, like 1 2 3 1 2 3 1 2. Forevermore by 69 Eyes. 1 and 2 and 1 and 2 and 4 and 2 and 4. Again, 1 and 2 and 4 and 2 and 4. Bach didn't use chords, and he even wrote a refutation of doing so, and his son did too. Jean P. Rameau's famous book and paper on chords is what we use today, which is basically a shortcut. Sanctus by the 69 Eyes, 1 and 2 and. No, 1 and 2 and, 2, 3, 4, 1 and 2 and, 3, 4. While the vocals start on beat 3, 2, 3, 4, 3, 4 and, 2 and, 3 and, 1 and, 3, 3 and, 1. And 3 and. Again, 3, 4. 3, 4 and, 2 and. 3 and 1 and 3 and. The vocals in Sister of Charity by 69 Eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3 and. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. 4, 1. 2, 3, 4 and, 2, 3, 2, 3 and. Brandon Lee by 69 Eyes. 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4 and, 2, 2, 3, 4 and, 2, 3 and. The end of four stands out because it's the weakest part of the measure, and the two of the next bar is strong because it's the last word of the sentence. Then there's asymmetrical 4-4 over two measures, like Lurking in the Dark by King Diamond. I'm going to attempt to read this whole thing. 1, 2, 3, 4 and 4-1 and 4-1 and 4-1 and a 2 and a 3, 2 and 4-1 and 4-1 and 4, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4, 1 and 4 and 3, 4 and 1 and 4 and 3, 4, 1 1 1 and 4, 1 and 4, 1 3, 1. The Rhythm Guitar from Voices from the Past by King Diamond. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, and 4, and. It makes it a grouping of like 4 plus 3 plus 3 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. In The Killing Words by Queensryche, the vocals are on one and on the end of four and then blank the next bar, so it kind of creates a 7+9 feeling of desperation and momentum. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 3, 4, and 2, and again, 1, 3, 4, and 2, and 2, and 1. And then a little later in the same song, there's a 3+5 feeling over two bars. Rhythms express emotion, which is an aspect generally neglected by songwriters. The 3+5 is as in like this. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 3, 4. And 1, 3, 4. 2, 3, and. So that fourth beat is like a new, it starts the grouping of five. Again, reading the whole example. 2, 3, 4. 1, 3, 4. 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 3, 4. 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, and 1, 2, and 3, and 4. 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 3, and. You could rewrite it as the whole thing as 3+5, and it kind of makes a lot more sense as to what's really happening rhythmically. In Down in a Hole by Alice in Chains, the syncopation here adds to the emotion, a dragging feeling. Instability of rhythm helps the feeling of being defeated. This is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, and 2, and 1, and 1. 1, and 2, and 1. And 1, 2, and 1. In Only You Can Save Me by 69 Eyes, the keyboards and bass have like a 7+9 feel over 8. The keyboard goes 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 4, and, 2, 4, and, while the bass goes 2, 3, 4, 1, 3, 3, the next two bars, keyboard, 2, 3, 4, 2, while the bass goes 1, 2, 3, 1, 3, 3, right, next two bars, keyboard, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 4, 2, 4, while the bass goes 2, 3, 4, 1, 3, 3. And the final section, keyboard, 2, 3, 4, 2, and the bass goes 1, 3, 4, 1. Snarky Puppy, What About Me? The main riff stays the same, even though it's not simple. The drummer consistently shifts where the beat is. How do you write like this? The composer specified certain parts and left others open to musicians' interpretation. So there's a huge importance of rhythm, and they have a great drummer. Note the conical trick of starting on the E of 1 and breaking up the remaining 15 16th notes into three groups of 5. Like 1, 2, 3, 4. Also check out Lygian Hamaxen, The Grid, spelled L-I-G-I-A-N-H-A-M-A-S-X-A-N, The Grid.